at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Monday, February 10th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. I want to talk about faithfulness. I want to talk about the Flatline Show on Sunday mornings, 7:30 to 8 with Rick Hughes. On the radio station, on both websites, both phone apps, known as the Patriot Voice Radio Network. And I want to talk about the direction the country's going, the direction the state is going, the direction even the Super Bowl proved to me the direction of this country. Let me talk about the Super Bowl and tie all this in. As I was talking to people, again, Costco, Myers, the car wash guy, had to drive the Yukon through the car wash three times to get all the ice off the running boards. Man, it's been cold out there. And it was so amazing. Hey, you going to watch the Super Bowl? Absolutely. Who are you rooting for? Eagles. Right out of their mouth. Now, it was kind of interesting. Because in the pregame, I think right before the Super Bowl, they did a video and they showed an American bald eagle flying out of its nest. And what I thought about was Philadelphia. Philadelphia Eagles. The state of Pennsylvania, statewide, went for Donald Trump. Pennsylvania, like Michigan, helped him win a resounding Electoral College victory over Kamala Harris. And I felt that the whole Taylor Swift thing and Travis Kelce on TV all the time, Campbell's Soup commercial, I mean, you can't turn the TV on without seeing his face, and how she was impacting what I consider to be the very left-leaning, far left-leaning NFL organization. National Football League has gone completely woke. And I knew that Jalen Hurts, the quarterback, and other players of the Eagles team were devout Christians. I believe Patrick Mahomes prays in the end zone before the game. I don't question his faith. But I definitely question the faith of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. But that's a whole nother point. Number one, I didn't want them to three-peat. I did not think that they were that good of a team to be able to have that prestige of three-peating in Super Bowls. Back to back to back. Nope. Not that team. Not those players. Not that coach. And so as I started doing my little independent polling when I was out and about in Traverse City, everybody said Eagles. And I'm like, what's going on here? Then I stopped and thought about it. Elon Musk working with Donald Trump in this Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, has got everybody talking about how corrupt Washington, D.C. is. The kickbacks that USAID, something that John F. Kennedy set up back in the 1960s by an executive order to show the world that America, the U.S., was going to provide aid to people in need around the world. A beautiful idea in the beginning. And then it turned into a money laundering scheme for the Democrats. They found a source under the guise of being foreign aid around the world to scam money, our money. And Elon Musk brought this to Donald Trump's attention. $50 million for condoms going into the Gaza Strip. Drag queen shows in Venezuela. $25 million for drag shows in Venezuela. What? What does that have to do with foreign aid? What does that have to do with foreign aid? The answer, nothing. It's the woke agenda. And it's like everybody is now wanting to help Donald Trump, Elon Musk, the Republicans controlling the House, the Senate, clean this mess up. We want to take our country back. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Continental Hall. Been there. I've seen the steeple from the highway bridge, which goes now directly, like almost dang near over top of that building in Philadelphia. When I was truck driving, I looked down at its roof from the top of that bridge. Our founding fathers debated. They were yelling and screaming and fighting and debating in that building to form our Constitution, the foundation for our federal government. The Constitution, folks, is the rule book. After we defeated the British, we gained our independence. They said, okay, now what do we do? Well, Articles of Confederacy wasn't good enough. We needed a constitution. And it was in Philadelphia, which was the birth, the founding of our nation's rule book, the U.S. Constitution. 4 years later, December 15, 1791, the ratification of our first 10 amendments known as our Bill of Rights in Philadelphia before moving everything to Washington, D.C. and coming up with Washington, D.C.'s plan. General Washington and others, Thomas Jefferson, working on the original design, the layout of Washington, D.C. And I said, you know what? It would be so great if the Philadelphia Eagles would do a great job, a great game in helping take back the Super Bowl title away from the woke agenda Kansas City Chiefs. And my prayers were answered. And I thought about it in the movement of the country right now, and how everybody is excited, can't wait to see the next executive order from Donald Trump. The guy's talking about making Canada our 51st state, taking back the Panama Canal. We're going to buy Greenland. He comes out after meeting with Bibi Netanyahu. The Prime Minister of Israel did a joint press conference and said, we're going to take over Gaza Strip. The United States is going to take it over. We're going to partner with Israel. Oh my God, the Arabs went nuts. Egypt, everybody. Well, I think the United States owning it and being partners with Israel to help them defend it, to rebuild it, maybe it's a good thing. Well, is amazing, because that show yesterday, along with the Super Bowl, along with us having to deal with Vicky's new health situation, I'm at total peace. I'm not afraid. I know we're going to win. This country is going to win again. When Donald Trump's cabinet people start doing what they are going to do, folks, this is going to be truly the golden age of America. I believe it with all my heart. Great days are coming. And it's going to be under Donald Trump's leadership and his cabinet members. The things that Kristi Noem is doing with Homeland Security, Pete Hegseth is doing in the Department of Defense, the new Secretary of Defense, talking to the soldiers. Didn't even have a suit coat on. He had a shirt and tie, but he had his sleeves rolled up. And he told them, we're going to get to work, guys. We're going to do this our way, getting huge support from the military. I saw a post of his on Twitter X. He says the amount of numbers of people that are willing to come back into the military because of Donald Trump being president, me being Secretary of Defense. He had a Black Hawk pilot instructor. I don't know what school he taught at. But Pete Hegseth put a post on Twitter and said, guys, ladies, those of you who left the military because you refused to get the jab, the China virus vaccine, please consider coming back. You know what this Black Hawk pilot instructor said? Pete, I'm now a pilot for major airlines, but because of Donald Trump being reelected president and you being our Secretary of Defense, I want to talk to you. I want to come back to the military. We're getting our Black Hawk pilot instructors back. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Faithfulness. You got to have faith, people. Golden Age of America is coming. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment, getting to some housekeeping here. Downstate Phyllis talked about ivermectin for her lung cancer. Yes, absolutely. She also said Vicky needs to give herself permission to heal. Half days at most for another week or so. Take it from my experience years ago. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be getting up early, taking her to work, carrying her stuff in, setting her up with her coffee, her water, her phones, her computer, get everything going, and then head back, do the show. As soon as I'm off the air at noon, I'm going back there to get her. I'm not going to let her stay and work long hours. Absolutely. This week for sure, possibly even next week. So, absolutely good advice. Ivermectin for cancer, already on it. Tom Walker, yay for Vicky. God is good. Amen. Let's go to, let's see. Nope, those are before. Russell in Millersburg. He said, this game proved to me that without the refs going for the Chiefs, they wouldn't have gotten as far as they did. I know, I thought that very first call, which was total garbage, the defender and the receiver were hand fighting all the way down on the route. They're well beyond the 5 yards. That's number one. It wasn't body contact. They were hand fighting. The refs let the boys play. Well, they claim that the little somewhat slip off of his hand where he slipped and basically smacked near or towards his face mask was a slap to the helmet. No. No, it was not. Incidental contact. Should have let it go. I went, okay, Vicky, here we go. The refs are going to call it for the Chiefs. Well, then they called a personal foul against the Chiefs to kind of balance things out. So I kind of keep a scorecard when I'm watching a game. Any questionable calls, okay, that's one for the Chiefs. Okay, well, that's one for the Eagles. So that cancels out. So, yeah, it definitely, I was watching that really closely. And after those first two calls, the refs started to settle down and let them play, I think. I don't think there was that many bad calls after that. But those first two were horrific. Let's see, who else? Rick, back to work. School Cop today. Greatly appreciate you listening. Greg O'Neill, good comment. What demographic exactly was the NFL targeting with that rap crap at halftime? Absolutely. You know what crowd they were appealing to? Wasn't us. And actually, who listens to that black rap? Hip-hop, whatever you want to call it. Who listens to that? Barb Ageman, Trump predicted that the Chiefs were going to win. Just reminds us he's even not infallible. Absolutely. And by the way, I guess Trump was there. I didn't see any shots of him. Did they show any shots of Trump at the Super Bowl? They said he was there. Security was beefed up. It was unbelievable. But they said that this was the first time a president ever attended a Super Bowl game. I find that hard to believe. 59 of them? And no president's ever gone to a Super Bowl? But did you guys see him there? Did they have a shot of him? I didn't see it. I might have missed it. Ben says the Chiefs have been paying the refs for the entire season. I think their last check bounced. Perhaps. Mike, downstate, I have to say there are times that I've become unexpectedly emotional when I see Donald Trump and members of his administration at events covered on TV. I believe they are truly doing the people's work. I firmly believe on them being on a mission from God. He wants Trump to be there. Oh, Mike said during the national anthem showed him for like 5 seconds. I missed the national anthem. I was clearing the driveway. I broke up the ice on the front porch and the step and the sidewalk and tossed down some salt melter so Vicky'd be okay, safe walking out to the Yukon this morning. And I didn't see the national anthem. I recorded it. I'll go back and watch it. Did the crowd react, Mike, positively? Was he on the Jumbotron in the stadium, or was that just the TV cameras? Did the fans react at all? Greg said, I didn't see him. Yeah, it was during the 5 seconds. Phyllis says, Dan Scavino posted pictures on Facebook of POTUS at the game. Okay, so he was there. Then don't go there. No, they didn't play that one. Randy Walker says, Teresa saw him there. I was plowing the driveway too. Yep. Man, I wanted to get it done by 6. But man, we've just been buried. Well, that's it for this hour. Appreciate the interaction. Greatly appreciate you guys. Hour number 2 today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing,